Your world, your challenges, your faith. When faith within engages the world without, there's power. It's living life from the inside out.
Every day we connect with people of cultures and languages different from our own. We do this by going down the street or by going on the internet. Jesus calls his people to go, and we get to do this, whether it's by going across the country, across the world, or by just going to the house next door. I'm Martha Menikas Foster, and you're listening to the Family Life Podcast, Inside Out. Today we're talking about helping children fall in love with the richness of the variety of God's people around the world. My guest for this conversation is Christy Fries. Christy works with Wycliffe Bible Translators, which has a free vacation Bible school curriculum for this summer that focuses on helping children learn about, embrace, and share God's love with people around the world. Welcome, Christy, to Inside Out.
Thanks for having me, Martha. It's great to be here.
So, Christy, as a Bible translating ministry, my understanding is that Wycliffe's been negotiating the boundaries that cultural and language differences can create, at least since 1917, with William Cameron Townsend and the beginning of your ministry. And Wycliffe's work comes with the need for cross-cultural sensitivity and understanding, and I'm guessing this is part of the experience that Wycliffe brings to this Vacation Bible School curriculum. So, what does Wycliffe see as the need that this curriculum can fill for elementary school children?
Well, I think one of the key things that this curriculum fills for elementary school children is to show God's creativity in all that he created, not just places, but also all the creatures and all the people of the world. You know, there are 7,000 languages in the world today, and before I worked for Wycliffe, I had no clue that there were that many languages in the world. And, you know, we know that there are about 1,600 that still do not have one word of God in their heart language. And a heart language is the language you think in, dream in, and pray in. And our goal at Wycliffe is that everyone has the Word of God in their heart language. So for me, I think for kids, it's a great opportunity to learn about all the things that God created in the world and all the different people in the different languages, and to really embrace that and learn how we're alike and how we're different and what makes us alike and different in so many ways.
And more children are encountering people unlike themselves every day.
Definitely. So our headquarters is here in Orlando, and I think the school that my kids went to, there were 68 different heart languages into that one school. And so you think about that, it's like, okay, yes, our children are encountering people who are different from them every day. And how do we celebrate those differences? Because God created all of us. And, you know, to enjoy those different facts about places and to understand the differences, like, you know, what's really significant to us may not be significant to someone else because they don't have anything like that. And so in Bible translation, we have to think about that all the time. Are there words that mean something in our language that mean nothing in another language? Take bread, for example. Well, if bread isn't a staple in your culture, do you even know what bread is? You know, so saying bread of life is not really helpful in that culture because they don't view bread as the life-giving food that they eat every day. But there might be another word that we need to use for that instead that they eat every day. So thinking about those things and different cultures and different places in the world, you know, people dress differently because of climates and those types of things too. It's not just fashion and things that we think about in the U.S. And so, you know, just giving kids that awareness, this VBS takes them all around the world in 1 week, and they get to see all those different things and be a part of it and learn different crafts and different activities, taste different foods from different places, and just really engage in all those different cultures.
I remember a long time ago hearing, I believe it was from a Wycliffe speaker, that when we read the verse talking about our sins becoming as white as snow, what a translation difficulty that would be in a culture that doesn't have snow. Why would that even translate? So there needs to be something that is very pure white in the culture to be able to make a comparison to, right?
Right, so, exactly.
Right, it's not just about word-by-word translation, because then it wouldn't make a lot of sense.
It wouldn't make a lot of sense. It has to be meaning-based translation so that it means the same thing in your context as well as in my context. You know, one of my favorite missionary stories is a family. They had their daughter's 7th birthday, I think it was, and they had ice cream flown in to their village to have ice cream, and the kids didn't know what to do with it because they even drink their soda, you know,
warm
because they don't have coal. And so it was such a culture shock for them that it wasn't really any fun, you know. I mean, like the ice cream didn't bring the joy that it brings here, you know. And so she said it was really interesting to think about those things. And, you know, children don't play the way our kids play. And so doing different games and activities, they were all kind of like, what are we doing? So I always think those cultural differences are fun to think about. Mm-hmm. And to learn and to think about what makes us unique and different. And so the kids with the VBS get to travel around the world with Kate, who is a missionary kid, and her pet bird, Mac, who is a macaw. And they travel from different places around the world and learn about those cultures and then meet different kids along the way. And we have a book that goes with that, called Around the World with Kate and Mac. And so that goes with our VBS curriculum as well. But it's just a lot of fun for the kids to think about. And then the other piece we tie in is, you know, there are languages that have some scripture and languages that have no scripture. And, you know, just, you know, where they are in the translation process is part of the curriculum as well.
To be thinking about how children in the United States and in Canada are mostly, in my experience is anyway, in schools that teach them to appreciate the differences, you know, in the world's people groups. But it's also true that in much of that teaching, children are taught not to impose their own religious beliefs on other people, because the religious beliefs are part of their culture, and that's valuable, and that should be left to itself. It's almost sacrosanct. So how does Wycliffe teach children to value the other cultures, as we're talking about, but also introduce all people to the good news of Jesus?
Well, I think how we look at it is the Word of God speaks for itself. And so introducing these languages and cultures to the Word of God, it's not asking them to give up their culture necessarily, but looking at how God's Word tells you to connect with your culture in those things, because He created those people too. And so how do we look at that and connect those pieces for the children and making sure that they see the similarities? Because like you said, we are taught to appreciate each other's differences, but there's lots of ways that we're all alike. You know, we all in many cases want some of the same things in terms of dreaming of things to do. And especially I think with the children, the opportunity to learn, like kids learn differently in different cultures. Some cultures are very oral, and so they learn the stories by repeating over and over again. And it's all done through oral tradition versus like us, we're very connected to the written word. And so we talk about that and the ways that different people look at different things and which stories are significant in which cultures. In some cultures, our Bible stories, you know, there's the Bible stories is basically the genealogy of Jesus. Well, to us, we're like, yeah, okay, we're all in it. You know, it's not as relevant. You know, like for me, I'm like, okay, that's nice. But I know I'm a child of God, and so I'm content with that. I don't need that genealogy. But for other cultures, that's really significant to know that history. And so then we know to translate that piece first because it's really important in their culture. And so I think making those connections, because Jesus knows what's important to them and how to connect with that. And also then, as Wycliffe, we've seen that once they hear the Word of God, then some of the things, some of their practices, especially, you know, where they're worshiping animals and things like that, it falls away because they've heard the truth of the gospel.
Very valuable. How do you think that going through a curriculum like this might open children's minds to being more accepting of people who are unlike themselves?
My basic answer is children are probably more accepting than we give them credit for. So they're really way more open to it. I think what this curriculum does is just really showcases all the different ways that God is creative around the world, you know, because, I mean, in America, we are exposed. There's a Chinese food restaurant down the street. There's sushi over here, and we've got all kinds of Spanish opportunities, and Spanish is a language that's spoken quite commonly. But I think, you know, learning about the different cultures that are maybe a little smaller, more minute, you know, people groups on islands that are a lot more isolated is probably the gift that this curriculum is, just showcasing, you know, God's versatility and his creativity.
Mm. I'm reading about your 5-day summer curriculum, and I see that you focus on the image, that beautiful image in Revelation 7, this taste of this multicultural gathering of the people of God that's going to happen one day soon, where people from every nation, every tribe, every language, we together are praising God. Now, you've used this curriculum with other children already. How have you found children respond to this mental picture? Does it seem familiar to them, strange to them? What do you
know, what amazes me, so we do this curriculum every summer. We do it here in our headquarters. We have about 150 kids come in from the area, and we do it. We have cultural demonstrations and bring in different missionaries from around the world to speak. And I think what's most interesting to me is that the kids automatically connect with worshiping God together, and they love all the different languages and music. They embrace it right away, which I think is really fun to see. And it's great for us as adults to watch that connection too. Mm. It's like, oh, because we've become, you know, this is how we worship in church. And so we've become kind of set in our ways to a certain extent of what we think is worship. But, you know, imagine that, as it says in Revelation 7:9, that we're all standing in front of the throne before the Lamb worshiping. What does that look like? Mm-hmm. How colorful that is, and the joyful noise that probably will be.
Well, that's wonderful that you actually get to experience that in a microcosm when you do put on this program in Orlando.
Yeah, we test it for churches, so we make sure that it works and that the flow helps. And, you know, it's a little different than the basic VBS, but it has a lot of wonderful elements to it, and it gives kids some really fun new things to do, a lot of international games and crafts, everything.
That's fantastic. Now, this curriculum, churches can get this at no cost, and we'll have the details about this on our website, on the same page where people went in order to hear this podcast. For those churches that take you up on the offer, what's Wycliffe's hope for the children who go through the program?
Well, our hope is really that, you know, the kids learn about the world we live in and about new cultures, countries, and facts. I think, you know, we all know major languages and things like that, but there are so many others that, you know, God's created that are small pockets of people, groups that, you know, they have very distinct cultures. And so they get to have fun with that. And kids love flags and different fun facts about cultures. Serbia is the largest producer of raspberries. And, you know, just some of those fun things like that. Yeah, who knew? But I think it's fun that way. It gives kids a taste of what life is like in those other countries. And then I think most importantly of all is we want kids to understand, no matter where you live or what language you speak, God loves us all.
Mm. Well, that's a message that we all need to take to heart all the time, I think. And I appreciate that you've made this available for churches. It gives children an opportunity to have a lot of fun along the way. And I think it meets the needs of children today because they are encountering, and they will encounter even more, people who don't look like them, don't sound like them. And God's love embraces all of that. So I appreciate that you've put together a curriculum that addresses that.
Well, thank you. We really have enjoyed doing it. It's just a wonderful story, you know, and it's God's story, and it's just great to share all that's happening in the world through Bible translation and through these cultures and what they're doing.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for your representation of this and for joining us here on Inside Out, Christy.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
I've been speaking with Christy Fries, Wycliffe Senior Director of Events and Experience Marketing. You'll find a link to the free Wycliffe VBS program, Summer Around the World with Kate and Mac, at the same place where you found this podcast, at fln.org/insideout. I'm Martha Manikas Foster with Inside Out, here on Family Life.